The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. As a cancer survivor, let me offer you a little piece of advice. Don't get cancer. If you decide to be a rebel and get cancer anyway, you might be wondering what you can expect on your cancer journey. Well, in this series, I will be breaking down what is fact and what is fiction when it comes to the typical cancer experience. This is Cancer Culture. I'd like to open this up by saying that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This gives us a fantastic opportunity to rebrand Cancer Awareness Month to coincide with the month of Halloween. So as we all know, the month of Halloween is also the month where everybody watches Hocus Pocus 24/7, right? So in honor of this both being the month where we can watch Hocus Pocus 24/7 and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I would like to rebrand October as Yabos Cancer Awareness Month. Join me in the rebranding of Breast Cancer Awareness Month as Yabos Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you. This is serious. Okay. It will henceforth be known as Yabos Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So in this section, I am going to sort of discuss what my pamphlet says about the diagnosis stage, and then I will talk about what my diagnosis was like, because hi, I got a cancer survivor right here, buddy. It's me. So let's first look at the cancer pamphlet. So, I can't say what hospital I go to just because I don't want to get in trouble or I don't want to get a lawsuit. But I feel like the typical scenario for being diagnosed with cancer that you expect is, you know, you go into your doctor's office, your doctor sits you down and tells you, look, unfortunately your tests came back and there's an abnormality. Unfortunately, it could be potentially life-threatening. But that's not what happened with me. Let me start out from the very beginning. When I was first aware that something might have been wrong, I was about to take a shower, and there was just something in the back of my mind that told me that something wasn't right. And I'd always been aware that I should check my breasts just because I have a very strong family history of breast cancer. So I checked my left breast and I felt this little bunch of, it felt like Orbeez, if you're familiar with those. It felt like a bunch of those had just been welded together. And some of them were very firm, some of them were soft. And it was big enough to see if I pulled my breast up in the right way. So I took a picture and I looked up online what it could mean. And of course, you know, cancer is the first thing that comes up because that's what the internet says that everything is. So, you know, I'm worried, but I'm not too worried because the articles say, you know, typically it's women in their 40s at the youngest, more like the 50s and 60s, they'll typically develop breast cancer. So I wasn't too concerned, and I was about to just not tell my gynecologist at all just because I hoped it was nothing. And My family really urged me to send that picture, so I sent the picture off thinking, you know, oh, it's gonna be nothing. But then my gynecologist said, hey, can you come in the next 2 days? I would like to check this out for myself. So I came in and she felt it, and she said the reason that she took it so seriously was because it was big enough to see through my skin. And so she felt it and she right away ordered me an ultrasound. So in the next 2 days, I believe, I don't remember if it was the day after or the day after, but I went in for my ultrasound. My whole family goes in. By the way, this is COVID times, so they can't come in the actual room with me. This whole time, I'm kind of going solo to these appointments. So I go into the room where they're going to use the ultrasound on my breast, and the poor guy who's the ultrasound technician, he seemed like he was very new, and he seemed as though he was not completely comfortable with doing this. And the doctor comes in, and this poor guy, he has the ultrasound on my breast. He's just sort of waving it around on there, and we're looking at the screen, and I'm waiting for the doctor to say something, and ultimately she says, did you make this appointment for yourself? And I said, no, actually my gynecologist made it for me. And she said, well, I'm not seeing anything on the screen. I think you just have dense breast tissue, which, you know, I'm obviously relieved to hear that. But at the same time, my gynecologist seemed to think this was a pretty big deal. So I sort of said, I am very grateful to hear that. Would you be able to feel it yourself just to double check that it's not anything? And so she said, okay, yeah. And she went ahead and she felt the lump. And then she took the ultrasound for herself and she pushed harder than the guy before had. And then they found something. They took some pictures and then they ordered me a mammogram. This is really the moment when it hit, because, you know, all this time it's been, you know, could be nothing, could be something. When you're there because something's potentially wrong, that feeling just hits you, because in my doctor's office specifically, you know, everything's pretty standard, everything's pretty normal up to the point, but then when you get to the hallway where the mammogram is, there's all this breast cancer paraphernalia. In the waiting room for the mammogram, there's this huge breast cancer quilt with a big pink ribbon. And that was the moment that it really sank in that this could be cancer. And so I go in for my mammogram. It sucks. It sucks real hard. And then they see something again from the mammogram. And then right after, I got a biopsy. And then about 3 days later, we got called into Kaiser. Well, first of all, I received a very lovely video series on hereditary cancer, which, you know, I of course hoped that it didn't mean what it meant, but yes, it meant what it meant. So that was really the first time that I was aware that this could be cancer. We were called in and only my mom and I could go in, and my sister had to listen over the phone. And, you know, they're saying, you know, usually we have the whole family come in for something like this. Usually it's a lot of people. And there's this pamphlet on the desk, and they start going through the pamphlet and talking. Never did the word cancer come out of their mouth until my mom finally asked, is it cancer? And the poor woman looks like a deer in the headlights. And her response is, yeah. So anyway, if you look at the pamphlet here, which, oh my gosh, there's... So that was my experience being diagnosed with cancer. I wanted to give you all that precursor about my experience being diagnosed, because if I told the average person, yes, my breast cancer pamphlet says about diagnosis, most people would say, you're what now? Because, oh boy, does this hospital love their pamphlets. So, there's about one page of, diagnosis. So the diagnosis page says, most people diagnosed with cancer are women, but men can get it too. It most often affects women over the age of 50. However, younger women can also develop breast cancer. That's me! Breast cancer is the most common cancer found in women. Most breast cancers are found by screening and mammograms. Some breast cancers are found when a woman or a health professional who examines a breast during a clinical visit finds a lump that can be felt, or when there is bloody nipple discharge, which, thank God I didn't have the bloody nipple discharge. So it goes on to describe, how the biopsy works and what the biopsy is. I don't really know why it has that here, because presumably you've already had that and you probably already know how the biopsy happened if this pamphlet is specifically for people who have been diagnosed with cancer. You're just sort of sitting there thinking, yep. Uh-huh. I did that. I understand the importance of knowing which type of breast cancer you have, just to know how to best proceed in your treatment, but, you know, I'll be honest, I don't personally feel like I had much of a choice in my treatment. I guess the biggest choice I had was, would you like a lumpectomy or a mastectomy? And how many mastectomies do you want? So, I suppose in that sense I did have a choice, but for the most part, your doctor will recommend what they think is best, and, you know, being somebody who's in the middle of this, you just sort of have to say yes. Especially the place that I went to, things happened so quickly that I don't even think I had the time to process what was happening or what was being said. I mean, luckily mine was able to be treated just by taking the cancer out, but still I can't. I don't think knowing helps all that much. I think it's mostly just whatever you say, doctor. I would like to kind of dive into how your family can feel when you are diagnosed with cancer. In my opinion, I think it's probably worse to be a family member of somebody who's being diagnosed with cancer rather than having cancer. And I can say that. I mean, obviously, I've had a very lucky experience with my cancer. All I needed was 2 surgeries and that was it. So obviously, I can't really speak about much else. I can't really talk for other people. But in my experience anyway, I think it's much worse to have to watch that. So please, come on back and join me next time on Cancer Culture, where we'll be discussing, or at least I plan to, who knows what happens when in this wacky world we live in. Hey, it's thematic. It's thematic. You never expect to get cancer, even if it runs in your family. you know, you never know what happens. You just gotta go with the flow. This whole thing, it's really very thematic and it's very deep, and you just don't understand high art. So please come back next time. And thank you for listening to Cancer Culture.